USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon, and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession in the process. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working on a similar measure. The Walt Disney Company has pledged to repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, which bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics for kindergarten through third grade. Now Governor Ron DeSantis seems to support revoking Disney's special status. That status was granted by the legislature in 1967, which allowed the company to operate Walt Disney World under its own government. DeSantis, at a press conference this week in West Palm Beach, made the remarks. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's exploring options after employees at one of their warehouses on Staten Island voted to unionize. The company said it's disappointed with the outcome, adding employees having a direct relationship with the company is best. It says it's exploring filing objections based on what it deemed the inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against actor Will Smith. It's been nearly a week since Smith slapped Chris Rock after the actor's wife was the butt of a joke from the comedian. Smith said late Friday that he would resign from the Academy. He said in a statement that his actions at the Oscars last Sunday were, quote, shocking, painful, and inexcusable. Now the spotlight will move to the Grammys, which will relocate to Las Vegas for the first time ever this year. The shift from Los Angeles happened due to rising COVID cases in California back in January, driven by the Omicron variant. The ceremony will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. A report on state agencies in Virginia concludes that they lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. Officials vowed to review the report that was released Friday, along with its recommendations. At the age of 100, the nation's oldest active park ranger has retired.
Betty Reed Suskin began working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California when she was 85, sharing her experiences working as a file clerk. She said living history shows people how far they've come.
It is so important that we go back and revisit history as it was lived in order to get a baseline against which to measure how far we've come.
That was Chris Russell reporting, and I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.